time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you all had a happy Mother's Day. I know we did. It was just delightful. And I'm listening to this weather, and I'm thinking it's like the monsoons. It's like we're living in a rainforest. It's like it's either snow, ice, or now it's like rain out the gazoo. But anyway, it's still get out there because the flowers are out. I spent a lot of time in garden centers over the weekend, and everybody was just buying up flowers. And I love going to garden centers because everybody's walking around smiling. So lots of planning to do. So don't let the rain hold you back, okay? Get out there and put those flowers in and bring smiles around. So this morning, speaking of smiles, I have a special guest, Denise Hart. She's my Pilates instructor, and she's also the owner of Pilates of York. And I'm going to tell you what Pilates is very shortly, because I know some of you might not be familiar with that. But Denise began practicing Pilates 9 years ago after experiencing chronic back pain for years from high-impact aerobics. And 3 years ago, a car accident resulted in herniated disc in her lower and upper back. So once again, I always think that's how we get on our path in life. Something happens to us, either an illness or an injury, and it sets us searching for other answers. And her research revealed countless testimonies describing the successes of people rehabilitating injuries using Pilates equipment. So she's traveled to Maryland, Washington, Philadelphia, New York, and worked with some of the leading experts in the industry. And 2 years of participating and training on Pilates helped her become pain-free. So it's such a great way to work your body and get great results without doing some of the more invasive things that people think they have to do. So Denise, also to let you know, she has a BS in physical education and sports management exercise science. She's a certified personal fitness trainer, and she has operated her personal fitness business for the past 17 years, as well as being an adjunct professor in the PE department at York College since 2007. So Denise is a very, very busy gal. And I found her looking for some exercise for me to help with some rehab work that I wanted to do. And I've been just thrilled to work with her. She's one of the most qualified Pilates instructors in York County. She's also certified in CPR and first aid. So she comes with a wealth of information. And I've invited her to join me this morning to discuss the different ways Pilates helps with chronic pain, healing from injuries, and just living a downright healthier life. So good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Jackie.
So this is a different place for us to get together. There's no Pilates equipment here. We're just chatting.
That works just as well.
It does work just as well. And, you know, we talked about all the different things that Pilates can do. But before that, let's tell people what Pilates is, because I remember years ago, I had taken a class like at the Y, Pilates, and it was on a mat, a lot like yoga, mm-hmm. on the floor. And I have to tell you, I just really hated that class. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, I don't know about this. And then somebody talked to me about Pilates using the reformer and the equipment, and it's a whole different thing.
Absolutely. There is two styles in a lot of the gyms and the YWCAs and the YMCAs. They offer Pilates mat because it's not as expensive to offer that.
Right. It's more accessible for...
Right.
All right.
And so a lot of times when somebody comes in and they've had existing injuries, it might be too advanced of a class. Whereas with the equipment, things can be modified more. It can assist you more. So the equipment will give you the benefit as far as assisting you, but it also will help give you that strength component, which will help expedite the process of healing.
Right, but it's not as stressful. So just because we can't show people, because this is radio, let's just describe what the equipment looks like. It's actually, it's almost like a low bed.
It's a low bed, and it has five springs that have different levels of resistance. It also has ropes at the end of it where the headrest is, which you can use those ropes with little loops on your hands that you can do pulling exercises to strengthen the upper body. You also have the feet can also go in those loops where you can strengthen and lengthen the muscles and decompress in the joints of the legs, the arms, the shoulders. And as you're going through the arm and the lower body movements, you're constantly integrating your core muscles, meaning your abdominal muscles, your back muscles. You need that strong core. Joseph Pilates called it the powerhouse. And he felt that in order for you to prevent injury and place more wear and tear on your joints, you need to have that strong core. So one of the things that us trainers do in exercise today is that we try to integrate your core when you're doing upper body movements or lower body or the combination of upper and lower, which means that it's more of a functional type of movement. For example, when you're outside and you're gardening, very functional because you have to use your core, your arms, you're squatting down to plant those flowers. So we try to simulate what you would do outside on the equipment as well so that you're able to train those muscles and not have wear and tear and stress on the joints and muscles as well.
Yeah, I like that, Denise, because I think one of the things I like about Pilates is that you're working the same muscles that we use every single day.
Absolutely.
So we need those muscles like when we're lifting grocery bags.
Right.
You know, we're lifting the wash basket. You know, we're pushing lawnmowers. I mean, it's just all the things that we do in everyday life that, you know, we lose some of that strength, and we also forget how to do things in a way that doesn't cause injury to us.
Right, right.
You know, so I like that, too, that it sort of reminds people how to lift things,
exactly,
you know, in a way that supports their
right.
system. Yeah.
And when you're working outside, sometimes you work some muscles more than others. So what you do is you create an imbalanced situation. And what Pilates does is it makes you aware of when you have those imbalances. Usually the right side stronger than the left side. Unfortunately, as we get older, that imbalance starts to create havoc. It's always that right knee that needs replaced or the right hip, or you start having sciatica pain going down the right side. So in Pilates, if we can balance out and strengthen that left side so that the two sides are more balanced, then there's less wear and tear on that more dominant side.
Yeah, I like that you brought up the balance thing, because we don't think about that. We're thinking we're just working things. And, you know, we've all seen people who, like, walk and they're sort of, like, going off to one side mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about posture, too, because that's so important. But that's, you know, one of the things that brought me to see Denise, because I definitely had one side that definitely had been overworked, also had been injured through some of the treatment that I had for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that, you don't think how that affects your body just having gone through radiation and different things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really does. It, in more ways, I mean, more muscular mm-hmm. as well as just, you know, the treatment process.
Right. And that's one of the things when somebody comes to a Pilates class is that the instructor will do a posture analysis. So look to see if the one shoulder is lower than the other or if the one hip is higher than the other. Because as that begins to happen later on in life, it starts to create more havoc in the joints. And so if we can fix those imbalances, which that's what Pilates does, it stretches a muscle, it helps to strengthen it. It also, as you're stretching, it helps to decompress in the joints. So when you decompress in those joints, I don't know, I'm of that 50 and over crowd, so all of a sudden when you get up in the morning, things are a little achier and takes you a little bit longer to get moving in the morning. So when I found Pilates, I realized how much better I felt, and I didn't have that stiffness as often as what I used to have.
Yeah. And I've noticed that too, you know. And it's funny too, because I'll look at something and that's why too, it's really important if you take a class like this to go to somebody like Denise who really has the background and the education and really takes the time to look at you individually. And like Denise said, do an evaluation of, you know, your body, your posture, how things are working so they can get a feel for what really needs to be worked, what needs to be stretched. Because there's times I'd look at what she'd show me and I'd say, oh, well, that's because this is too tight over here. And she goes, no, it's too tight on the other side. You know, but like, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, it's funny with Pilates, people just don't realize, you know, sometimes you can go to four different Pilates classes and get four totally different workouts. So if you didn't have a good experience in a Pilates class, maybe the instructor was just starting out, so they weren't as familiar with all the do's and don'ts or posture analysis. That takes time to really be able to train the eye to look for those imbalances. And with some of the instructors coming out, they're new, so it's a learning process for them. And not only have I done Pilates, but I took numerous years of a course called Pain Free. And it was from a gentleman whose name is Peter Egoscue. And the thing that I learned about from him was a lot of times when somebody explaining their pain, he usually would say, you know, don't look at the symptom, look at the posture. If you can fix the posture, then you could probably alleviate the pain, because a lot of times people don't realize when they're standing there that they have the sway back going on, or the one shoulder is dropping lower than the other. And I don't see this in 50 and 60 and 70 year olds. I see it with my 20 year old college students.
Wow.
Because
already,
yeah, because of the nature of our society, we're on these computers all day long. You got the right hand on the mouse, the shoulders dropping. So when I do posture analysis in my college classes, I see, you know, the head protruding forward, which is characteristic of someone that's, you know, 70s or 80s. And I see the shoulder dropping. I see the sway back in the lower back. And so by looking at these posture deviations, you know, I'm trying to make these children aware that it's important that they need to be aware of it so they can train the muscles properly.
So you think about that and think about all of us at our age, mm-hmm. you know, we've probably have been holding our bodies
right.
in not the most opportune positions
Correct.
For so many years.
Right.
And I love his comment that what he said, don't look for what's causing the
pain. Don't look at the symptoms. Look at the posture.
Don't look at the symptoms. Look at the posture. Wouldn't that be amazing,
right.
everybody, if a lot of our pain and little aches and stuff could simply be remedied from spending a little time fixing our posture?
Absolutely.
We're probably all of the same age where I remember as a kid
right.
when posture, I remember, you know, my parents,
right.
you know, putting a book on your head. Remember putting
right.
a book
Welcome
on your head?
Book. Right. Absolutely.
And that was and I'm thinking, now, how did that come about? But that was
right.
big, you know, and that was to, you know, keep your head up and, you
right.
know, because we do. We walk with our heads down all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, we're reading with our heads down all the time, watching TV and,
right.
you know, and I notice even when I'm taking a walk. Now, I live in the woods, so I am looking down because I don't know what I'm stepping on.
Right. And that's key because we don't want you to fall and hurt
yeah.
yourself.
But, you know, we have our neck down all the time,
right.
too, so it's always pulling that.
Right.
So go ahead, Denise.
It wasn't until I actually, after my car accident, I didn't realize when I was driving my car that my shoulders were hanging off my earlobes. And it's more common with females than what it is with males, but we carry our stress in our upper body, so our shoulders are always lifted up. I always tell people when you're sitting or when you're standing is to think about standing tall. And there's a string coming out of the top of your head, and it's pulling you up towards the ceiling. Because if we allow gravity to take advantage of us, it kind of pulls us down and gets us into a little bit of a slump. But if you practice on just sitting tall, or when you're standing, is to stand tall as if you're like pulling up and trying to grow a half inch taller, Or the same thing when you're walking. When you're walking down a hall, try to pull yourself more upward instead of, you know, letting gravity pull you down. And if you're looking down at the floor, which I know Jackie says about out in the woods, you need to be looking down so that you don't trip over that rock in your path. But when you're walking down a hallway and the surface is pretty easy, practice on looking straight ahead, and that helps to maintain proper posture.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are such little things that we can do, but, you know, we just don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, we're so used to. So we'll talk, too. I want to talk a little bit about pulling those shoulders back.
Right.
I know, because you helped me with a droopy shoulder, which we're still working on, and that. So let's talk about posture.
Okay.
All right.
Well, one of the things that I look for is the shoulders. When they're going forward, if you were to stand and look at yourself in front of a mirror, and if you looked at your hands and you noticed that your knuckles were facing the mirror, that's telling you that you're starting to get the rounded shoulders. And when the shoulders start to round forward, then your head protrudes forward. So if I had a plumb line coming from the ceiling and I had a string from the floor the whole way up, I would look to see if my ankle, my knee, my hip, my shoulder, and the middle of my ear is all in a straight line. When I even tested my York College students, the string, the ear, it'd be like in front of that line a good quarter of an inch or a half inch, which means the head is protruding forward. So some of the things that I tell people to do is if you were to take your shoulders forward and back and you find a middle, that's usually the place where you need to see those shoulders. The other thing is if you're standing and looking at yourself in a mirror, the palms of your hands should be right at your sides with your thumbs facing the mirror. That's when you know that your shoulders are where they need to be. And one of the exercises that I did learn in this pain-free course was to just do arm circles. It kind of reminds me of the Jack LaLanne days. I remember in my living room.
He was great.
Yeah, with my mother doing Jack LaLanne exercises. But it's something that's very simple, and it was 20 years being in the exercise industries.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more information on posture and these simple things we can do at home, like arm circles.
It's time for more Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back. And hey, during the break, we were talking about old memories of Jack LaLanne and some of his exercises and stuff and some of his philosophies. And we were just, Denise was telling me how he stopped eating sugar at the age of 16.
Yes.
Boy, there's a guy ahead of his time, because what are we all hearing now about the dangers of sugar for everything,
absolutely.
You know, particularly heart. You know, we used to think everything was fat, and what we're finding out is it's really sugar.
Right. And diabetes has tripled since the 70s.
Yeah.
The sugar that we're consuming.
So it's amazing. So, because it's funny, because I've just been talking about, I really got to stop this sugar because, you know, so, all right, I'm thinking if Jack LaLanne can do it, but he could do a lot of things I can't do.
He was pretty amazing.
But I think I could do that. But anyway, we were talking about posture, and Denise is telling us some simple things that we can do to make improvements. And we were mentioning arm circles.
Arm circles. So if you hold your arms out the side like airplane arms, and you have your palms down, and you circle anywhere from 20 to 40 times. Make sure your shoulders are down.
Small circles.
Small circles.
Small
right.
circles.
Very small circles. And then turn your palms up. Your thumbs will be pointing backwards. And do small circles again 20 to 40 times. And that will help to break up that tight connective tissue that's causing your shoulders to go forward.
In the shoulders.
Absolutely.
And it's important to do it both ways,
both
forward
ways.
And backwards.
Forward first, because that helps to kind of break up that tight tissue, and then going back, and that's going to help to get that shoulder to go back to where it needs to be.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I'm going to tell everybody, look in the mirror, like Denise told you before, and see how your palms are,
right.
whether they're, you know, facing your legs,
if you
or
see your knuckles facing the mirror, or if you see your palms at your sides with your thumbs forward.
Do that first, then do your arm circles, look again, and you'll be amazed.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed.
And, you know, it's something that I tell people, it's like getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth and combing your hair. You have to do your arm circles every morning, and you'll see those results happening pretty nicely.
Right, and the fact that you can see it even the first time you do it,
right.
I think will really make an impression on you, that you'll see what a difference that can make, and it just pulls that back. You know, you mentioned a couple times about the head being forward, even with your young students at your college. But let's talk a little bit about, because I know about the weight of the head and just being just a little bit tiny forward. What does that do to the body?
Well, what it does is when your head's forward, especially some people will have a tendency to get migraines because you're restricting the blood flow up through the neck to the brain. So that's one thing that you'll notice. And the other thing that you notice is when your head and shoulders are forward, you're kind of a little bit rounded in your upper torso. So that's compressing your lungs, which means you're not utilizing oxygen efficiently. So a lot of times that fatigue, you just don't have the energy anymore. Some of that can just be posture, that if you did sit tall or stand tall, you're going to open up those lungs and allow more oxygen into your system, which helps your energy levels, it helps your memory, it helps blood circulation. So there's just so many benefits.
Wow. It's hard to think that all those different things could really be affected by how we sit.
Right.
And, you know, and for people who end up, you know, that they are sitting a lot, that would be amazing just to have more energy and all that new capacity that you think you might have lost could really be as a result of bad posture.
Absolutely. And the disc, I mean, just day in, day out, the head forward, your discs are being compressed on more on one end than the other. So all of a sudden, you know, you wake up one morning and you're having excruciating neck pain or headaches. And it's just a lot of times when something happens to your back, whether it's in your neck or it's lower back or mid back, a lot of times it's not what you did, you know, how you slept that night before. It was just the straw that broke the camel's back, as they would say. It was a buildup. That was just the straw.
Right. And that's a good point, because I know everybody thinks all of a sudden something happens and I'm like, oh, what did I do?
Right.
And they're thinking it's just that one thing.
Exactly.
You know, don't do that again. But they don't realize, like you said, it's just that's just a straw. I mean, it's been building up. And this was the thing that tipped it over the top.
And when you're sitting at your computer, it's really important that you take those breaks. You know, you do some shoulder rolls, you do some arm circles, you turn your head side to side, or you turn it, you know, right to left, or drop that ear towards the right shoulder, left shoulder. And just take those few minutes just to kind of do a few stretches and take a little break about every half hour if you've been sitting on a computer.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even if you've just been sitting in front of the TV.
Absolutely. TV, too.
Which always helps to just get up and walk around a little bit. But even that, it's like because you're in one place.
Right. When you're sitting, you have 70% more compression on your disc.
Wow.
So that's the reason why it's important to have that strong core that supports your spine and to sit tall. Because if you're letting gravity just kind of pull you down and you slump and you're not in good posture, that's that 70% more pressure. And I just heard a statistic today that usually it's going to end up 80% of the people are going to have back pain at one time or another in their life.
It's from sitting.
Could be from sitting.
Could be from, you know, from all kinds of things.
Improper lifting or, you know, even standing.
Right.
Especially a lot of us females like to wear the high heels, and you don't realize what makes you sway into your lower back more and compress the disc in the lower back.
Okay. Because we do all these things to ourselves. Those heels look great.
Right, they look great, but they are not functional on the human body.
You know, they're hurting our backs, they're hurting our feet.
Right.
What we do for fashion.
Absolutely. And, you know, Pilates is also known as a strength conditioning. A lot of times you are being told that in order to maintain optimal health, you need to go out and walk maybe 3 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes, and then do 2 days of strength. And strengthening is what helps maintain lean muscle tissue and bone density, which us, especially us females, have to be concerned with osteoporosis or osteopenia. And, you know, you need to make sure that you're eating properly, getting your calcium and your vitamin D3, but you also need to do that strength component in your routine.
It is true, because a lot of people are only thinking aerobic.
Right.
Or just getting out, and but that little bit of strength, and at any age, too,
Denise? In fact, the older you are, the more benefit you actually receive.
I'm glad that you brought that up because people think, oh, you know, well, I'm not of an age that I can do that stuff anymore. But you can use light weights.
Absolutely.
You know?
I actually have a woman, 92 years old, that comes in to my facility and does Pilates training.
I love that.
On a daily basis. And I have a few in her 80s and a few in her 70s.
Yeah.
So.
So I'm thinking if you're, I want to be that lady, 92, and I'm still going to the Pilates studio.
They are my role models. I tell them that all the time.
But, you know, those are good role models because,
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people have grown up and they've seen older women and they think, oh, this is what happens when you age and this is just the way it is. Well, it's not.
Right.
You know?
You can't give in to it. You know, as long as you stay active and keep moving, you'll reap the benefits of being healthier.
Yeah, I know. The gal who lives next to my parents, Marlene, I mean, she's a role model for me, too, because she is out all the time.
Yeah.
She's such a walker. Bicycle riding.
Wow.
I mean, just on the go all the time. And I'm thinking, you know, that's what you want people to see and be part of because it's just keeping her so vibrant.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's just little things. I mean, even if you're not at that level, just get out and walk a little bit.
Right.
You know, move your body.
Yeah. Go out for 5 minutes and work your way up to 10 minutes. And, you know, you just do a little bit at a time.
Yeah. I think even like the breathing, we talked about the posture even affecting the breathing because people don't realize how much shallow breathing we have. We don't take those deep breaths anymore.
And that's one of the things I do when I'm working with somebody in my Pilates studio is Joseph Pilates. He was a sickly child. He had asthma and rickets, and he was bound determined that he was going to be a healthy individual. And one of the things he focused on was breathing technique. It was inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And one of the exercises I do is I have people inhale on a 5 count and exhale on a 5 count and do that a few times. That not only helps to open up your lungs and get more oxygen into your system, but it also helps to de-stress you, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Put some nice, calm country music on.
Yeah. there's calm country music, right, Gil? He's laughing. Gil's laughing, everybody.
Right.
But that's true, too, because that, you know, that deep breathing is not only good for our whole system, but it is very calming.
Exactly.
I mean, so, you know, you don't have to be doing, you know, the meditation and the...
and you can practice that anywhere. You know, sometimes I'll be sitting at a red light and I'll feel myself tense and I'll just start some deep breathing for 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. And it takes that stress you know, it's usually that small daily stress, which can be just as harmful as, you know.
Because it's cumulative.
Exactly.
Yeah, one thing after the other. So, and those are things that take so little time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that we just don't think about. Absolutely. So I also wanted to talk, now we said a little bit about stretching, because you always tell me, because I'm always into this stretching thing, and then some of my injuries, believe it or not, have been from overstretching because I wasn't ready yet. So let's talk to people a little bit about that, because that's another thing that's easy to do to make people more comfortable.
Exactly. Stretching, which you'll see that also in yoga, is more of a holding a stretch. Some of them are a little bit more moving in the yoga, but we also do that stretching and moving in Pilates. And the one thing about stretching is a lot of females especially, they have that what they call double jointed. So if you were to extend your arm out and it kind of looks like your elbow is going backwards a little bit, that type of flexibility that some people have, which is also known as hypermobility, what happens is that if you're standing and you kind of lock that knee out, it stresses your joints out even more. So that's one thing that I explained to Jackie and a lot of other women, is that if you have that hypermobility in your joints, it's important to do the stretch, but you don't want to overdo it, because when you overdo it, you weaken the joints because there's just too much stress on it. So that's why it's important to strengthen the muscles and do more gentle stretching. So always listen to your body. If something hurts in that joint as you're doing it, then you need to ease up on that stretch.
Yeah, I know, because that was my thing. It's like, oh, well, if I just, I'll really stretch this.
Right.
You know, and I ended up pulling all kinds of things out of whack.
Right.
And I was like, all right, what am I thinking here?
And just doing stretching where you're just kind of, sometimes it's moving stretching, which is called dynamic stretching. And they're finding out that that's becoming a little more effective with helping to release the tension in the muscles. So if you're doing, let's say you're in a lunge and you're just kind of moving back and forth and holding a stationary lunge, that would be something that would help to release that real tight hip flexor and that hip joint that people get in trouble with because they've been sitting too long.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have that thing with my whole hip thing out of whack. It's
right.
like Denise has helped me so much because I go to the chiropractor and it pulls out right away. But I have to tell you, with working with Denise and the chiropractor, I'm holding my adjustments longer.
And that's outstanding.
Yeah, and it really makes a difference.
And sometimes you have to find that marriage of, different modalities of strengthening and stretching and manipulations, the chiropractor or the physical therapist or the Pilates instructor. So sometimes you need to have a little team to help you to become pain-free.
Yeah, and everything works together.
Right. Because that's what helped me be pain-free after my car accident was that I had a good physical therapist. I had Pilates training that helped to strengthen up those muscles.
Yeah. So, and I think that's important because, and you were open to trying different things.
Right.
And, seeing how that works because it was a way for you to address your back issues without surgery.
Right, right.
So it's like we all have different goals.
Yeah. Back surgery, it's like flipping a coin. It's 50-50 from, what we've been reading about is that a lot of times back surgery isn't always successful.
Yeah, yeah, and it's certainly very invasive, and you never know
right.
what's going to happen.
Right.
So anytime, sometimes it's absolutely necessary.
Absolutely.
And it's a godsend, but there's ways to address mm-hmm. things without it. That's all the better.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, great. So now, Denise, tell people how they can find you, because you do have some older clients here. I've been trying
absolutely.
To get my mom to come.
The name of my studio is Pilates Center of York, and I am located at Strictly Fitness, and it is in York, Pennsylvania. It's on the east side of town, across from Heritage Hotel.
Yeah, it's so easy to find, and it's just... Go ahead.
And my phone number is 717-495-7743, or you could get on my website at PilatesCenterofYork@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we'll spell Pilates for people. It's P-I-L-A-T-E-S.
Correct.
Yeah, so you might think it's like Pilates. If you see that and you want to say Pilates, you say, oh, that's Pilates.
Right.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Denise, I love all this good information because this is all little things that we can do just to make ourselves feel better.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, and I enjoy trying to let everybody know about Pilates and its benefits because it's still not too popular in this area yet. So people are learning more and more about it.
Yeah, it's new. And the other thing, too, is using the equipment like you have at your mm-hmm. facility, Denise, is such an incredibly different way of doing Pilates, and it's so much more gentler.
Yes.
I mean, you've got that support from the pulleys and everything, mm-hmm. so you're just not like hanging out
right.
there, and it's helping you move in the right ways. And I encourage everybody to work with somebody like Denise who really knows about Pilates. And if you have an opportunity and can do it, to take some one-on-one that puts you in a better position to take classes then too. But definitely take the one-on-one because Denise is so well-versed in the rehab side of it, and that to me is a gift that you're not going to find with every instructor.
Thank you, Jackie.
All right, everybody. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and I'll be back to say goodbye.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services.
Okay, everybody, that was a real treat this morning. We're in here doing our arm circles and stuff in between breaks, and Gil's telling us some great stories, too, of things that he's done over the years. So, anyway, I hope you practice some of those things at home because it really can make a difference, and they're so simple and easy to do, and it really can change things for you and help with your balance and your posture and open lots of things up. So take advantage of Denise's sharing her wisdom with us this morning and try some of those things. So next week, I want to let you know, just give you a heads up that I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be missing next week. So tune in 2 weeks from now when I will be sharing the microphone again with Janet Henson-Rosiak. Janet was with us a little while ago. She's a gifted healer and spiritual medium. She's also an angel channel, and she is a certified Theta healing instructor. So she brings lots of information with her, and when she comes back, we're going to do something a little whimsical because it is May, and, you know, May makes me think of flowers and fairies. So we're going to do a little something with the fairies and talk about things that you can do with the kids this summer that they can have fun with, building fairy houses and tuning into the fairies of our flowers and stuff. And so it's just going to be a fun show. So don't miss that. That's coming up in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, as always, I'll remind everybody, if there's an opportunity for me to help you connect to loved ones on the other side, you know, use my gift of mediumship. I love sharing that with everybody. So give me a call. My office number is 717-968-5289. Or you can check out my website at JackieLebeau.com, JacquieLebeau.com. Office is in Hanover, New York, so I would love to see you. So tune in 2 weeks from now when I'm back with Janet, and we'll have some fun. Bye-bye.